Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Sonam108 and today I want to talk to you about how sometimes it's okay to be wrong. As you know from my previous broadcasts, or maybe you don't know, but I have been live streaming for over 2 years and, you know, absolutely been loving my journey on social media. And recently I created a movement called Top Shelf Pineapple. Now, when I created the movement, it started growing very rapidly. The community is amazing. There's so many big visions for the future and everything. It's just turning out to be the most beautiful thing in the world. And on my live streaming app, that would be amazing if I had my own live streaming app, but on Periscope, I am known as Sonam108, and last night I decided to make a change and call myself Top Shelf Pineapple, because I was like, oh, you know, I need to embrace the brand that I'm trying to create, etc, etc. And I spoke to the viewers and I was like, I'm changing my name, and people are like, oh, okay, you know, that seems a bit different, but we're here to support you and whatever. Absolutely amazing people. And then when I woke up this morning, I just felt sick. It was not settling with me. I just didn't feel it. I was just like, oh God, you know, I feel sick knowing that people are going to know me as something different now, or somebody different. And I went back onto Periscope and I said to everyone, I've made a mistake. So I changed my name back and I said, I don't know why I'm doing this broadcast kind of so vulnerably, but I've changed my name back to Sonam108, and it feels really weird because I've never done anything in the history of live streaming where I've made this announcement and then reverted back, you know, to what I was before, or gone back on my decision. This podcast is basically just to say that sometimes it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to make a bad decision and then move on from it. Now, we can talk about our failures in the past and say, oh, I failed and now I'm at the best place ever. But in that moment that you failed, it was very uncomfortable. And this is what's making me uncomfortable right now, is knowing that I made a bad decision. Or some of my viewers actually said, it's not a bad decision, it was just trial and error, which is completely right, but it feels weird. But I'm just embracing it. You know, it feels weird, I don't like the feeling, to be honest, but I'm embracing it, because if I don't, it's probably going to send me down a path of, oh, I failed, and then I'll lose my confidence on live stream, thinking, you know, that I've made this big mistake and people are going to see me differently. And I always talk about, you know, self-belief and being yourself and being you, and, you know, self-empowerment and all that kind of stuff. And if I don't live by what I'm telling other people, which I have done, you know, for quite some time now, and I'm extremely proud of that, but if I don't do it now in the most crucial moment, then I'm basically not really being honest with my viewers. And I don't want to present myself as this perfect person when I know that sometimes it's okay to make a silly decision and then go back on it. So yeah, I decided to speak about that today, and I feel much better now. But I decided that I want to talk to you guys about it on here, because it may make a difference to some of you who are sitting there not achieving your goals or going for your dreams purely because you feel like you failed and you can never go on. Trust me, this is the best thing you can do, by admitting your fault or your mistake or your wrong decision, and actually just go for it, just keep going for it, embrace it, and just be you. Until next time, I will see you guys, or I'll speak to you guys very soon. Take care.